morning. Today's reading is taken from Luke. It's chapter 24 and it's verses 36 to 43. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Sally is now going to bring today's sermon to us.
The theme for our service today is Jesus in the midst. And we heard last week from Phil about the disciples' encounter with Jesus on the way to Emmaus. Well, they were so excited about meeting Jesus, they rushed to tell the other disciples. "The Lord has risen," they said. And as we've heard today, amongst the excitement, Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Such a mixture of emotions in the passages. But today, rushing to the other disciples, wanting to let them know, relief, excitement, the hearts were burning. And then startled and terrified when Jesus was amongst them. Is it real? Is it a ghost? "Why are you frightened?" Jesus asked. "Why do you have doubt?" And he showed them his hands and his feet. "See, it is I, myself. Touch me." And the disciples at this point, there was joy, there was disbelieving, there was wondering. What a mixture of emotions here. Joy, disbelief, wonder. Jesus said, "Have you got anything to eat?" And he ate a fish. And they saw Jesus eating. So excitement, heart burning, startled, terrified, frightened, doubtful, joyful, disbelieving, wonder. All mixed together. All mixed up. And there were the disciples. They'd seen Jesus. He'd been crucified. They'd buried him. And there he was. "Touch me?" Eating fish. Jesus was in the midst of them. In the mix of all this emotion, difficult things to understand. Well, there's many times when we feel a range of emotions all at the same time. And there's times when we yo-yo, jump quickly from one emotion to the other. Here we are. So many weeks now, lockdown, managing with social distancing. Managing with so many changes, it's very natural and very normal in changing uncertain times to have such a lot of emotion and to jump and swing between emotion too. And it can be very unsettling. Maybe you feel this, or someone you know is struggling at the moment. Well, Jesus was in the midst of his disciples, supporting them. And he's in the midst of us now, in our uncertainty, supporting us. Well, let's look at how the disciples managed. They ran to be together, to share. They were all at different stages of feeling, different stages of believing, different stages of managing. And that's how we'll be. All different, all at different stages. in how we're managing. And the tricky bit is, we want to rush off and to be with those we love and worry about, but we can't physically. But we can through technology. We can phone, we can Facebook, we can Zoom, and so many other techie ways we can be in touch. And we can physically help as well at a distance. So looking after each other, being there in whatever way we can, it's something we can do. And it's something the disciples did. And Jesus was with them as well. He was with them and he's with us. Jesus knew how distressed, how confusing everything was for his disciples. He knew how much they missed him. They'd seen him crucified, buried. They'd lost someone they loved. And here he was to reassure them and to be with them. Touch me. Give me something to eat. Jesus was in the midst of them. And he knew they had many emotions, so many mixed emotions. And he knows that we've got mixed emotions too. Because Jesus came to live amongst us. God sent his son Jesus to live on earth. Jesus was born and lived an earthly life. He felt our human emotion. As a child growing up, protected by Mary and Joseph, they were in exile, really. He would have felt their worry and their love. And as an older man on the move, travelling vast distances with his disciples, having encounters with the sick, and the outcast and the poor, the marginalised people, Jesus sought to bring communities together so those on the margins were accepted. He saw raw emotion. He felt it too. He felt emotion, love from his family, from his friends. He felt the raw emotion. He was tortured and brutally killed. Here's Jesus in our reading today, reassuring. Reassuring his disciples in their troubled state. They were feeling joy, wonder, disbelief. They were wondering, how can this be? They must have been thinking that. You know, when things move fast, when routines and comfort and predictability are pulled away from us, it's natural to not believe. I often wake up in the morning and think, was that a dream? No. Sadly, this lockdown is real. Things are real. How can this be? The disciples thought that. How can this be? But Jesus was in the midst of all this. And he held his disciples and he holds us. He understood how confusing, how upsetting, how joyful. But yet, how can this be? All mixed together. And he reassured. He stood amongst them and said, peace be with you. And peace from Jesus to his disciples. And that peace is for us too. In all this confusion, in this uncertain time. When I'm feeling very uncertain and very unsure, I often turn to a hymn, really old-fashioned hymn, called Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. And it's the last two verses I read. Drop your still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. The beauty of your peace. Breathe through the heats of our desire, your coolness and your balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, O still, small voice of calm. O still, small voice of calm. And I pray that Jesus' peace will be with us, as it was with the disciples, then, that it is now with us. Peace in the midst of a turmoil and the mix of feelings, as it was for the disciples, as it is now for us. Peace which is in the joy and the sadness. Peace which is in the doubt and the uncertainty. Peace which can calm and still us when we're low and frightened. Jesus knows us and he loves us always. And he loves us whatever, in the times of doubt and uncertainty, in the times of joy. He loves us if we have a strong faith. He loves us if we are doubtful. His love wraps around all his creation, all his people, every person. Jesus was in the midst of his disciples, in all their mix of emotions. Jesus is and always will be in the midst of us, then, now, and for all eternity. Amen.